we're back here today because a Jagera man wanted to come home, and he's decided to live back on his land and occupy his land. And we've come back here as guests of his and to support him.
Okay, so what happened when the Jagera man came to camp on this part of Musgrave Park?
Well, he came back yesterday. He was arrested twice yesterday. The first time he was arrested and placed in a paddy wagon for camping on his land. And the second time he was taken to the watch house until 11:30 and released. And then he came back this morning. He actually had bail conditions put on him that he wasn't back on his country, back on his land. And this was by a court, and that so he ignored that. He came back onto his country, put his tent back up, because this is where he's living, lit the fire again. And we came in to support him and spend some time with him. Because what people have got to understand in this matter is that this is he's living here. This is his land, and he's choosing to live and occupy it. What has to be done is someone has to, whoever it is, whatever body is appropriate, has to acknowledge and work through his situation. Because what we're seeing is that in the first case, that where myself and two others went up to the court and were traumatised and harassed for 3 months, it got to the last day of the court where the prosecution offered no evidence and had no evidence to convict us. We were found not guilty. Now, this man is going through exactly the same processes, except even stronger evidence of why he should be allowed to stay on the country, because it's his country.
But, Wayne, what happens next from here, I guess? He's been taken away. I'm guessing he will be in breach of his bail conditions again if he comes back. Is the Sovereign Tent Embassy going to re-establish itself here in Musgrave Park to take up this man's cause? Happening now?
It's never been away. It already has. The embassy's not about tents, and it's never been about having tents or a building. The embassy's about the plight of sovereignty and then the sovereign rights and exercising the sovereign rights. And in this case, a Jagera man exercising his rights. And this time we're here supporting it, the embassy's here supporting it, and it's a crucial support in this matter.
But you know, Brisbane City Council doesn't want people on this land, occupying this land. It's obviously going to escalate again.
I think we're not on our part. We're doing nothing different to what we've been doing or what other people have been doing. What is the problem is that the federal court, the council has to decide and find out what its rights are and what its responsibilities are. The court has told them there was no evidence. If there was evidence to convict us for being on this land, why didn't the Brisbane Council come up with that evidence in the court and give that to the prosecution to prosecute us instead of harassing us, causing us trauma and causing us great inconvenience?
You've got police here today. As you said, your Jagera friend has been taken away.
Yeah.
You're obviously under the police gaze yet again. You're under council watching what you're doing now.
Yeah.
What are you expecting to happen in the days to come?
We've actually taken one step further. We've clarified a few things that were involved in the case. We've actually put up a fence and we've put up signs that clearly displays that this land is Aboriginal land and distinguishes this land as from the park. And then once more, why do they turn up with bulletproof vests, with guns, with tasers, all loaded, all ready to if not for any other reason, but to create fear, to create trauma, and to bully and to traumatise people within here.
I know you've got a sacred fire burning. What would happen if council officers and or police crossed your fence line?
Well, we would object to it again. We would point out to them that they are acting illegally and that they're doing nothing more than terrorising us. If they proceeded with this, we would defend the fire, the sacred fire and the site. We would point out that the previous situation, and we would stand within our rights.
But I guess no one wants this to turn into a confrontational episode again, do they?
There's only one group here that's participating in practicing their rights, and that's us.